going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side flyer. Good to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Oh, always fun. You know, I'm always scared every time I have to go on the board because I'm like, I don't know if I still got it anymore. You know, it's like an old musician. It's like I haven't played in front of people in a while. I don't know if I can use this beautiful piece of equipment. I'm not sure if I got it anymore.
Everything started on time.
Yeah.
Intro.
I think we're okay. Can everybody hear us? I mean, maybe the chat could help me out. They're gonna mess with me, aren't they?
I can't hear anything. Blah. No.
That's how it's gonna go. All right. Hello, Tommy. Tommy's here today. Want to say hi to people.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we got this going on. So, yeah, man, this is one of those things. Leroy has an echo. I think I got it. All right, I fixed his echo. I think we're good on the video stream of everybody.
I need to go and over and shut the other?
No, I think I turned that off. We're good now. Right. I just had you unmute. I got to mute you. I think we're good.
We're good?
I think we're good. Everybody good? Right. We're good? The Heat are not good. We're down 0-2. Broke my heart yesterday. That was a tough loss, Leroy. I was really going to be proud of them if they came through with that
can
one.
Can I? Listen. And I'm going to just take this for what it is. The Cavs are really good.
Yeah. Spite is good.
And to sit here and like, try to come up with, you know, all the things that you think the Heat should be able to do. They're not as good as the Cavs. Could they possibly pull one out? Absolutely.
They almost pulled it out, dude. They almost pulled it out.
I will say this, though. And I'm going to say this because this was kind of the first time you had all of your bigs playing some kind of role.
Yeah.
And it looks, it seeing it showed me that there's hope, there's promise in what Jovich, Kalel, Bam, you know, these guys have the ability to do.
Right.
And so with, you know, you got Wiggins, who's a you know, lengthy. And
enough of him. Lengthy. Yeah, he's a lengthy disappointment is what he is. Wiggins, lengthy. Yeah, more like lengthy scoring droughts. That's what he's got.
Hey, man.
Wiggins. Look, we get it, dude. You don't want to be here. I understand. That's kind of the juice you bring every single... I mean, that's how it acts. That's how it acts.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and let me tell you something right now, because I've dealt with a lot of rat finks on social media, okay? Because you know me. I love me some Jovich, dude. And I'm celebrating him yesterday because he's amazing down the stretch. He's getting us extra shots, extra possessions. He's flying all over the place. And then he airballs it twice and has two turnovers. And you guys are yelling at me. And he's a child. Why are you being mad at him? Okay? He tried his best. He hadn't played a game in 2 months. 2 months. And you guys are yelling at him, being like, this guy's a bum. Shouldn't be out on the floor. And I'm sitting here because you guys are mocking me because you're like, what happened to keys to the franchise, Tobin? What happened to keys to the franchise? He didn't play for 2 months. He was critical to the comeback. The only reason they were within 2 points was because of Nikola Jovich. And yes, did he blow all those shots? Of course, he's playing with a broken hand or a newly healed hand. And Spo's riding him into the ground, playing him for the first time in 60 days. Classic Spo. You're like, huh, this is kind of a good thing going. But does he go to the well a little bit too much? Dude, yes, he does. He had looks, all right? I'm not going to be mad at Jovich for coming in there and bringing the juice that he did in that game. Ridiculous for people to blame him. Even though he blamed himself.
I would say you have your guys you like and you have your guys you don't like.
That's not true.
And if you like them, we get explanations like we do.
I like all my guys. I like everybody.
Pump your brakes.
I like everybody.
Pump your brakes.
I like everybody.
And if you don't like them, then is how you talk about Wiggins.
Oh, I don't even know Wiggins. How can I not like Wiggins? I barely know him. He's barely been on the Heat. I'm like, who is that guy?
Exactly.
Why is that guy wearing Jimmy Butler's jersey? Who is that guy?
Exactly.
And Bam, I mean, geez, see, I love Bam. You know I love Bam.
Yes.
One of the worst games I have ever seen him play. And I never say that. He played soft in that game. What was that? 6 threes. You didn't go to the paint once? Not once? Jovich did?
Was he?
How is Davion Mitchell, the man the size of a garden gnome, has he attacked him? No, respectfully, Davion, you're still awesome. I love you. But he is yay big, okay? And he's got no problem going in the trees. Bam, where were you, dude? Where were you? One bucket, an alley-oop?
I think at times when I watch the Heat play, there's certain guys who should always be aggressive that aren't, and there's certain guys that should pick their spots and they're way too aggressive, right? And so I need Bam and Tyler to be aggressive at all times. I like what Jovich was doing when they put that wee man in front of him. He took him to the rim. That's what he's supposed to do. So I was very excited about that. But they haven't played together. They haven't, you know, had a chance to. And if you see it, like, when you watch the game, it looked like it. You know why? There was no spacing. One time they were standing in the corner like rats around cheese, all of them.
Rats around cheese?
Yeah. Like a smoke break.
Oh, okay.
Right? They were all in the corner. And Crotty goes, the spacing is terrible. You think?
Yeah, it was. It was.
And so, but that's from not playing with each other. Right? You hope it's going to work out. Spo's trying to, you know, because I really like the fact that he put some more length to try to match their length. Even though they hadn't played that much together, you're trying to win a game. So you got to try stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know, Jovich hasn't played with any of these guys either. And he's out there. He's getting people involved. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
I know. I mean, like, it's almost like you need to put name tags on spots on the court. Like, listen.
I think you're ultimately right. Like, I came away yesterday because you want to know something? This is the truth about it, guys. I didn't think that he played badly. I didn't think they played that bad. I thought, Bam, he stunk. Wiggins, he stunk. But for the most part, everybody else, Haywood Highsmith, great game. Tyler Herro, great game. Nico, great game.
Wait.
What?
We need to.
No. You don't have to be a bastard about it.
Let me tell you guys how my boy operates while watching a basketball game.
Text messages?
Oh, yeah. And the thing that really got to me, right, is at the game started at 7:30.
I got to make sure you're not taking liberties.
The game started at 7:30, right? At 7:59, Tyler is on notice, dude.
Wait,
capital letters.
Time out. It's not even a 7:30 tip off, probably.
No, right. You know what I replied? They played 5 minutes. Jeez. Already sent packing. Wow. That's what J-Fix said. Here you go. He's got a one-way ticket to Yotesville if he falls on his face again.
And we're talking about Tyler now.
Right. Now.
Glad. They started
this
off.
This all happened at 7:59. No.
But there was this one patch of the game that he had, right? The Heat are up 9, Vlad. And it goes, and Darius, we'll get to him because
he's got onions.
Oh, he is hosing down Tyler by name after the game. Hosing him down. I was like, geez, all right. Hey, listen, we're all thinking it. You don't have to say it. But he's hosing him down. So there's that little run that he get off to a great start. Garland hits a 3 over Tyler. Then Tyler misses a runner. Like, he never misses that shot. All right. Garland then blows right by him. He gets fouled by Tyler. And then Tyler falls right on his face. It led to an Evan Mobley slam.
Oh, you're talking about that part when it was like, it was almost as if they were going one-on-one against each other.
You're thinking of the threes. There was like a point where they're hitting on the threes. I'm talking early in the game. Okay. They had the lead, Vlad. And then like Tyler just like, I don't know. I was a warning. I didn't say.
A warning?
It was a warning. When you're on notice, it's a warning.
Wait.
And he came back and he played really well, which is why he's not going to Yotesville.
Well,
Wiggins might be going to Yotesville.
My thing with you is, is that the game is long. You don't think Tyler like?
Yes, but in a way, it was more like the fifth quarter of him stinking up the joint.
He's a fan, bro, and it's playoff basketball. Things amp up a little bit.
It's very tight. It's by possession.
I understand that, but the game just started.
It doesn't matter.
Here's for me. I had my cooler, had my juice. I just sat down in the jacuzzi, right? Turned on the Jets. What happened? I'm like, already? I'm like, dude, they play.
I'm proud of him. He bounced back.
And like you said, this was at 7:59. You know the game ain't start till like 7:43.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It happens all the time. This is playoff back. You know what, Tobin? I agree with you. Okay? I agree with you. Because last year, I had to do a show where my team was playing in the playoffs, and the listeners got to hear how possession by possession
changes.
I can love you or I can despise you. It's possession by possession, second
It happened to Jovich yesterday. Everybody was in love with him, and then I was like, you know, proud of him on Twitter. Dude, Leroy, my mentions yesterday after the game because of his last 2 minutes were the depths of hell. People wanted him send him back to Babushka. People wanted him off the team. People said, I'm a bum. How do you believe in this guy? I was like, hey!
What? Wait!
Hey!
So wait, he took the same stuff that I said to him and passed it on to everybody in Twitter by Jovich. The same exact stuff. Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
I ain't gonna lie. He loves your boy. No, no, he loves his boy because he went on the air. He went on after last night. He's like, if anybody has anything bad to say about Jovic.
It's a ridiculous thing to be mad about. He just played for the first time in 2 months,
like, F you guys. F you mothers. He was saying all of that. He was like,
dude.
He's the only one who showed any heart.
He did.
Any hustle.
That's the truth, though.
Vlad, I have never seen somebody rats off a ship on their star quicker than he has.
I wasn't rats off a ship. I just warned him.
Leroy, you got
to warn him. That's your warning.
I put him on
that
notice.
That was the harshest warning ever.
Leroy, guess what? You know what? I usually agree with you when he goes, but you know what? It's playoff basketball. Every possession counts. So your superstar, your star, could be great 1 second, and the next possession, he could be a bum. That's how it is now because every possession is so important.
But listen,
he doesn't really mean it.
I understand all that.
He doesn't really mean it, but at that time, he's just upset. He wants to win. You can't knock a fan.
He can do
better.
Like I was just look. Okay, he came out and he bounced back. He was great yesterday.
He didn't bounce.
He
back.
He bounced back.
He played.
Oh, that was a bad
his,
start.
He played his game. You have moments that are bad.
He's getting mocked by the Cavaliers. They're calling him Turnstile Tyler.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, you knew that beforehand.
I know, but they don't have to say it publicly.
Why not?
It's just not nice.
Maybe to get him to play a little
defense.
What's
that word you use? Couth? It shows no couth.
Hey.
Am I using that right?
Yes. I never talk trash. People always talk trash to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if we should happen to cross paths, and I know you talk trash, and you get dumb trucked, I may have some words.
Schmiefman says Tyler's about to be 1-2-3 Ken Kuth.
Wait, but I'm just like,
you like that one?
You talk trash all the time. You cannot be talking.
Wait.
He's right about that.
I'm not saying.
Say that again for the radio audience. What do you say about Leroy? He talks what?
He can't be talking. He talks trash all the time. And if you don't believe me, I literally see it in person. You can be talking.
So true.
You do talk trash.
I'm not saying I don't talk trash. I didn't say that.
You talk trash when it comes to weight.
But what I'm saying is that it was 12 seconds into the game, and you were already rats off a ship on Tyler.
I wasn't rats off a ship, but I'm on notice.
He's literally saying that like that all of you guys are yelling at him, but
right.
He's like he hasn't played for 2 months. He's literally saying that you guys are making him look like the bad guy.
No, this is Jovic. This is a different.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sorry, I haven't even...
Different intangibles.
I didn't even say anything about Jokic. I get it. I figured it would be bumpy. I thought it would be bumpy. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he came out and started really well, right, that was fine.
All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Thank you, Tommy. You know, sometimes Leroy does need to get called out.
He really
does.
Really defend you.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, that's fair. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
White or black smoke for Ty Jerome.
We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat air brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat, they lose game 2 of their first round series yesterday, 121 to 112 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We were just talking during the break about Donovan Mitchell. How ridiculous he
was
in the fourth quarter.
How many did he end up finish with?
He finished with 30. He was 7 of 10 from downtown. I think he had 17 in the fourth quarter.
Did he even hit the rim in any of his shots?
That's what he did.
We were like, Vlad, not only did he not hit the rim, it didn't even feel like the net moved.
No, there was one.
A couple of times I thought he shot an air ball.
that's how clean it went in. There was a couple that it just, the net just moved. Like, it was just like a nice cool breeze just moved the net because, man, that was just wet.
He was ridiculous yesterday. Yeah, he was ridiculous yesterday. 30 points for Spida. Tyler Hero finished with 33. Funny, we were just talking to Eric Reed yesterday. That was his second 30-point playoff game of all time.
Back-to-back.
Kalaware played better. Not good enough, though. Played better.
He's still, like, is it all bigs? Or,
because
with the Butterfingers,
yeah,
I don't know. I think like that's the thing he's like, doing right now.
It's the craziest.
He's got the
thing.
Joel Anthony hands going on,
right? And I don't remember him being that way all the time.
It's nerves, baby. It's Ricky. He's playing his playoffs against.
Well, it's Jared Allen who's got the meme quote right back in the day. Yeah. The lights were too bright.
I don't even.
It's different, man. It is different.
I'm trying to think if they said that when I played my first playoff game.
I mean, it's tough. Look.
It's different in football, though. You know why?
Because
once you get hit, you get some get right. Mm-hmm. Right? Once you get tackled for the first time, when that intensity get to you, you get some get right.
Well, this is the thing. It's like it's an interesting series, and they're really, really good. But it probably is the deepest of waters to throw this rookie into. It's like, hey, guess what? You get to go up against the best front line in the East.
But so what?
I know.
So what?
I
like,
know. So
like,
what?
Stop. Here's what the Heat need to stop doing. Right. Stop handling these young guys with kid gloves like you got other options. You drafted him for this reason right here. And he might not be great at it early. He might look awkward in the beginning. But you're building. You're building something. If you keep shielding him, that first time just gets moved to a later date. And then we're going to have this conversation next year. I'd rather have this conversation now than have it when the team is really relying on him. And we're talking about nerves. We're talking about first time. Go ahead, take your lumps. Coach them up. Now, the whole ball handling thing has blown my mind the last couple of games. Just how he's like fumbles McGee all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a weird thing.
He
missed the alley-oop. That's your
that
thing.
That was crazy. I know. He missed the alley-oop. I was like, oh, no. He never misses the
never.
Alley-oop. You got Nico after the game, Vlad. Nico very hard on himself afterwards. First game in 60 days for the young Serbian forward. Of course, broke his hand February 23rd. 2 months exactly to the day, he is back on the floor. Played really well. Had a great, you know, Garland. We'll get to him here in just a second. But had a great possession of defense on Garland, where he walled him off, led to a Heat bucket. Here was Nico after the game, taking blame for the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I got what I wanted, you know, and that's to close the game in the playoffs. You know, the stuff that I did at the end, you know, was really unacceptable. I really did cost us the game, and I just got to be better. This is my third year. I'm not a rookie anymore. I've seen what's the deal, you know, and how to get to the playoffs, and the stuff that I did today was just not good. I'm really grateful that coach got me the opportunity, and I know if, you know, I'm not worried about shots, you know. I know if I had those shots again, I would shoot them every time, because I know I'm open and I know I can make them, but he just didn't go in, and, you know, I got to be better.
Man. Accountable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Accountable.
Somebody said, did Garland really say that about Hero? Because he's a traffic cone, too.
He is. He's not a good defender. He's not a good defender.
Is that crazy? That's like two fighters who've been knocked out the last three times they fought talking trash to each other.
It's the Spider-Man meme. It's the Spider-Man meme.
It really is. It's this is Darius Garland. This was him after the game. This quote went viral after the game where they were asked about their strategy, and here's what he had to say.
Since the guys at the trade deadline, Miami's been really good at turning teams over, but the first two games you guys have really held on to it. Just what's the key to playing clean basketball like that against a team like that?
Take on Tyler Hero and take care of the ball. Don't play in tight spaces. And pick on their weak defenders. Go at them.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Not wrong. It's just when you're naming names. Again, it's...
I mean, when your answer to a question is pick on Tyler Hero, right? And you call him out. But, I mean, when you listen to Crotty and listen to guys talk about the game, the first game, they just kept putting him in the pick and roll till they got the look they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not a secret.
It's never been a secret in the league right now.
Right.
Most play your best offensive players
usually
are not
don't
great
play defense.
No, they used to, But they're not anymore. Your best offensive player is probably your worst defender.
Usually. And especially if they're a small guard.
And especially if they're a small guard. Yeah, you're
like
right.
Like the only guy right now, like the guys right now in the playoffs that you would say you trust defensively are probably.
Kawhi, maybe.
Yeah, obviously Kawhi. I'm thinking of guards.
Ant. Oh, you're talking I'm thinking guard.
I would say Ant and Shea. And Shea's
and Shea's
6'7".
Yeah.
And yeah.
So he like, you know, he's taller than everybody.
But flip to that, you know that. They could put 30 on your ass as well.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing with Tyler. Like, look, last night, yeah, whatever. It wasn't as bad as it was the day before. Because yesterday was an impeccable shooting game from them. Like, Cleveland broke an NBA record in the second quarter. Like, right. That's not on Tyler Hero. You know, the game before, of course, he got carved up. But this game, after the ugly start, comes back. He has a great performance. Why Darius got, like, it did look like they were jawing. Like, it wasn't, you know, it's always like animated. But there was a time when they were, I forget who was shooting free throws, but they were like in the backcourt. I don't know if they know each other. I don't know if this is friendly banter. I don't really know if that's that or if he's just like, or if there's a little hostility there. I'm not really sure. But it is odd to hear just be like, oh, what was the game plan? The parking cone over there.
Somebody said Murray from Denver is decent.
Not really.
Not defensively.
Not really.
They look to pick and roll him too.
Not really. Yeah, it's not everybody's like Boston's got, you know, probably the best defensive backcourt in the league, I would say.
Yeah.
And by the way, they won yesterday over the Magic, 109-100. The big news in late night, if you guys missed it, the Rockets won 109-94, but Jimmy Butler got hurt very early in that game. Amen Thompson kind of undercut him, and he fell.
Well, he was pushed.
Was he?
Yeah, Draymond pushed him.
Did he push him?
Yeah.
It was questionable on the review, Vlad, I thought.
I was looking at it as well, but I was like, nah, he got pushed. He got pushed.
Pushed, not pushed. Jimmy Butler ended up landing.
That happened to Bam.
Yes.
And how is it a jump ball?
I don't know.
And they still lost their timeout.
I know. Well, they have to. That's just a mandatory on time. Like, if somebody has to take a timeout, it's like it's a use it or lose it. They have those in the NBA.
No, but I'm saying when Cleveland challenged later on, they got to keep their timeout and another challenge.
It depends on that. I don't know exactly what the times are, but there are times in a quarter where there's a use it or lose it. Like, you could take the timeout.
Oh, so when it's close to a break?
Yes, an official break.
All right.
But they did get to keep their challenge.
They got to keep their challenge, but they lost their timeout.
Tony Brothers is not as flamboyant as some of the other referees out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Zach Sarber. Some of these guys really, like, ham it up on that mic. Tony Brothers, you definitely can tell, has been a referee forever because he's like, I don't have time for this.
Who's the guy that always hams it up? The light-skinned brother with the mustache. Just like Lionel Richie. Bill Kennedy?
Bill Kennedy.
Yeah,
he's great.
He is great.
He's great. Tony Brothers is like, this is the last place I want to be right now, is on camera talking to you people.
Yep.
Like, that's that Tony, because that's how Tony Brothers refs. Like, people hate Tony Brothers as an official. He is get off my lawn. Like, that is him as an official.
He wants the game to end so quickly.
Yeah.
He hardly calls any fouls. He'll look at you like, man, stop. That wasn't a foul. Tony Brothers.
Man, that's something.
So what did they say was wrong with Jimmy?
Pelvis.
Bruce. Same thing that Steph had. But he's had this. I mean, Jimmy's had this injury before. I mean, he had it in the regular season.
He has a broke ass.
Let me tell you something. Tell you a little story. So when I first got to the NFL, right? You know, people don't realize in college, it was mandatory that you wore hip pads and a booty pad. They would send you out of the game to go put your hip pads and your booty pad in. So when I got to the league, I was like, hip pad, booty pad, right? We were practicing against Green Bay, and then we played against Green Bay in a preseason game. And I got a hip pointer. Let me tell you something. I have never been in more pain from a hit. I tell you what I did for the rest of that year, though.
Hip pad and booty pad.
So
here, let me do it.
Maybe Jimmy need to put on the the padded.
Let me get your video diagnosis. Come on over here and let me see what you think of this, because you usually can give you can eyeball it and tell me how long he'll be out. All right, here's the play live.
Ooh!
toxic. Where's that muscle, that bone?
He's laying on the floor, writhing in pain. Amen Thompson's fine. Yep.
I broke my butt.
He is pretty much. He broke his butt.
Yep.
All right. They're going to go to the replay here.
Did he call a foul on?
I don't know if they did. I don't remember. I think they might have, but.
Yeah, it was a little chicken wing from Draymond for sure.
That's what I said.
Ooh, let me tell you something. That booty bone does not play.
It's called a tailbone.
Well, tailbone.
Tailbone, booty bone.
Listen, you do you, little Tommy. You do you. but let me tell you something.
Dumb.
There ain't a whole bunch of cushion back there.
Nope.
No.
Because when you land in them cheeks, like, that booty bone is right there.
That's a painful flight back
there. It is. No. It's, well, here's the problem. It's not, like, as long as you sitting on something soft, you good. But when he get up tomorrow, it's going to be like in his lower back. It's, oh, my goodness.
Well, he's dealing with that. So, yeah, he left early in that game, and the Rockets handled the Warriors that series even at one
of them. Very chippy, that series.
Not surprised.
Well, any series that has Draymond in it is chippy.
Draymond with the Warriors, and Ime Udoka loves talking bleep, too, as a coach. So,
right.
Yeah, I could see.
I would say this. Ime is probably telling those guys and have told those guys, don't go out there and get punked. Don't get pushed around. Mm-hmm. Don't let them manhandle you. This is going to be physical. That's the way they want to play, and we got to match it.
Had Kuminga do the rest of the night. Vlad, did you watch the rest of the game?
They don't want Kuminga.
All right.
He had to play,
I'll take
though.
Him.
He had to play.
No, he didn't play. It was Moses Moody. It was some guy named Post. It was
Quentin Post.
Yeah.
They are so done Buddy Hill with Kuminga.
Yeah, it was Buddy Hill, Steph, and Draymond. They were so done. I don't even think Kevon Looney got much burn last night. I'll take him.
Well, he's going to be a free agent, so.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
Take a break here on the show. We'll flip it on over to the Panthers as they are back in action tonight. Game 2 against the Lightning as they look to go up 2-0 in that series. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thank you. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. How's the day going, Tommy, so far? What are you?
Good, but when you said Tobin Leroy with you, where is Leroy?
Well, what he normally does, Tommy.
What he's normally doing, Tommy, which is he's hobnobbing, which means he is just talking to people
Starting
amongst the office.
Hey, Leroy, you're late.
I'm not late.
Yeah, you are.
I was at work.
He was at work. What did you? You were getting the skinny on everything.
Yeah. Just
hobnobbing.
You know,
he was getting.
From what I hear, the meeting was everything that we kind of already knew.
Nothing. No surprises.
Yep. And nothing. Then I had some words. A coworker. We were talking about food, and I was talking about gumbo. She was talking about I make a
when do you never
mean
talk
meat
about
sauce.
That's true. He is.
And he's then, a... she goes, but I don't like sausage. She goes, I have a refined palate. And I'm like, there is nothing more bougie than saying that to someone.
Tommy, what would you say? Somebody who is not a fan of the food sausage, what would you say?
I say they're crazy and they should get a therapist. Immediate therapist.
That is that's legit his favorite thing.
That's
on the grill. His favorite thing on the grill.
All kinds of sausage.
My favorite thing on the grill is hot dogs.
Hot. Well,
do you like spicy?
Yeah, I like spicy.
He likes spicy everything.
Yeah, see.
He likes spicy everything.
You know, every sausage
spicy
I put
candy,
in my food.
Spicy candy is just blah.
Yep.
Hmm?
He said everything but spicy candy.
Which, no.
Yeah, like
cinnamon.
Who likes red hot?
Oh, that's just red hot cinnamon. Mm.
No.
It's disgusting.
We just raided the cinnamon's
the event. Not candy.
No, it's really not. Maybe if you want
a
refresher
spice.
Of. Yes,
yeah.
It's a spice.
It's not a candy. It's
but,
a spice.
But cinnamon candy doesn't taste like cinnamon.
I'm still not eating it.
Yeah.
I don't like red hots. I don't like the old people candies. You know, the little
with the
you want a hard candy with the stripes.
Not for me.
Right?
I think that's disgusting. It's like those chocolate lollipops that aren't even chocolate. They just like taste like chocolate.
They're
licorice.
Yeah. No, not for
disgusting.
Me.
How about wait, let me see if I can How about black licorice?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't like licorice at all.
Like Twizzlers?
Yeah,
I'm not like the biggest Twizzlers fan. Twizzlers. I love a sour straw. Like a sour straw is good.
Yeah, but that's different candy.
Twizzlers, yeah, it's a different candy.
Twizzler is like chewing wax.
Let's get to the Road to Repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
The Florida Panthers.
Tobin.
Yep.
Tobin built like a bratwurst.
What did you say?
Leroy built like a chocolate lollipop.
All right. So the Panthers are back at it tonight. Thank you, Tommy. We'll bring you back in a bit. The Panthers are back in action tonight. 6:30, Leroy. Early puck drop.
Yeah, we got. Can I just say this? You know this is not like me. The most recent champs should be on primetime. Yeah. Because everybody
who they got tonight on primetime.
Everybody, huh?
Who they got tonight? Were they going to this?
Everybody
Toronto
should
night?
Be trying to beat them, right? I think they do this in basketball. Is when you have a couple of blowouts, they move you to NBA TV.
Well, first of all, if that's the case, then Memphis needs to not be on TV tonight.
They
need
at all.
NBA TV.
At all.
They need to move the Knicks-Pistons game to 7:30 so that the Clippers-Denver game, which is one of the better series in the playoffs, could be on TNT. Nobody wants to watch Memphis get blown out by 40 again.
I think what they're doing is, okay, so
rotation.
Here was my theory on it. I thought it was an NFL draft thing, but I'm looking at the schedule right now. So they're the TBS game tonight, 6:30. I think this has to do with Minnesota because Minnesota's playing – Vegas, but they want Vegas because Vegas, I think, is a popular team. They don't want it. They don't want the people in Vegas to not have their game too early. So they're playing the Minnesota game at 9. What is that? 8 local for them?
But not, no, that's a regular.
No, Minnesota,
that's right. Fight. That's
Minnesota's
right
at 9. It's 8 local for them. Yeah, 8
but, so
local.
It's 9 for them. So I think, but if they start the Panthers game at 7:30, then they couldn't start that. They couldn't start that wild game in Minnesota.
Yeah, they can. They could start at 9.
That's what they're starting.
No, but 9 Central their time. They can
so
start at 9.
So you want
nine.
To start at 10?
Yes, because they – hold on, I'll tell you why. Ugh. I will tell you why. Didn't they do that with the Heat one time with Milwaukee? Didn't they had like an 8:30 game? And
rebooted.
Your computer rebooted?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I noticed you were frozen there. That's a little weird.
Oh, my God, he's frozen.
He's frozen. He can't move.
He looked like he's saying like sweet nothings, you know.
My computer's rebooted.
Yeah.
No. Wasn't like a couple of years ago, like I remember the Heat had a game against Milwaukee and they moved it from an 8 p.m. game to a 9:30 game because they wanted to have a early 7 p.m. East Coast game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can move a game into Central to 9 or 10 p.m. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
I mean, it's not like the worst thing in the world for the Panthers to be on early. It is going to be in the middle of
a... I do believe because there's so much stuff going on. TNT's mm-hmm. got the NBA playoffs. ESPN, ABC, they got the NFL draft. So the only available network would have been TBS.
We're on TBS tonight.
Right. And there's only 2 games, correct?
There's 4 games.
Oh.
But the Deuce has the other games.
ESPN Deuce?
ESPN 2 has Maple Leafs, Senators at 7. Jets Blues at 9:30. So that's what they got. Turn your speaker
I'm
off.
Getting there, buddy.
I'm sorry.
It's Leroy. Sorry. It's Leroy, Tommy. It's Leroy.
It's Leroy having technical issues.
His stomach
Tommy.
Is growling.
Yeah.
No.
What do you
no.
got there? You got the sour gushers?
Yeah.
Are they better than the regular gushers?
Actually, I like them better. Actually.
Wait a minute. Well, I didn't like the new the new vending machine. What's the Skittles at?
Check your drawer.
I know. What is this new? So they don't have the selection they normally
they don't have.
Do.
They don't have no Twix. They don't got no Skittles. They don't got none of that. All the good stuff. They all of a sudden they put in like Gushers and all this like Reese's Pieces.
What is this, a snack aisle?
What is this?
Crazy.
I really know. Like I know. Like all. Literally. Like I see so many people. Like. Why is there a kitchen in there? I just didn't like, no one's gonna bring ingredients. Why is there a stove? Like, no one's gonna come all the way.
Oh, no, we actually have
cooking.
A pot roast every Friday.
We do?
I made that up.
Oh, okay. About to say.
I know.
I was about to say.
Nobody's gonna cook. You know why? Because they just go in the refrigerator and take other people's stuff.
Are you still about that coffee?
We do have a lot of thievery around here. You want to get down on the case on that? See if you can find out who stole stuff? All right. So tonight, Panthers put it on them, Leroy. They really thumped the Lightning last game.
So I'm going to ask you guys this as a fan. I know how Tobin thinks. Tobin, if you win the first game 6-2, that means you're going to win the next one 7-1. Right? That's how he thinks.
No,
but
he can't think like that.
When your team wins big like that, are you nervous going into the second game because they are basically up against it?
Well, I would imagine you're going to get a very desperate Lightning
team.
No, I know,
but that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not nervous about that.
But if there's one sport, especially in the playoffs, that I don't get go crazy if a team loses home ice.
It's hockey.
It's like
who cares? It's just seven games.
Right, you could be down 0-2 and then go to come to Ameren
Definitely.
Bank Arena and then win 2, and then you're like, what the hell just happened here? Now we got a 2-2 series where no team can win on their home ice.
There is a thing.
We just went through this up 3-0. So if there's anybody who should understand how a series goes,
and even
it
that
should
first
be South Florida fans.
That first game just went crazy where it got off the rails for the Panthers. I think it's not that I think they should blow them out, but I do think that they're better than the Lightning. I do think that they're from top to bottom. Like, I think they just got more, and I think the Lightning are very reliant on the power play. If the Panthers can play clean,
Are you kidding?
Well,
you have
Kachuk.
Have you met your team?
I love them.
Right. What do you think they can play without ever clipping somebody or knocking somebody out?
Sometimes you got to send a message.
Right. It results in 2 minutes.
But
I will say this, though. They win tonight.
It's over.
1 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
As Robbie would say, the old happy nooner.
Yep.
Happy nooner, and then you get Ekblad back.
Yep. Ooh, oh, the building's going to go nuts.
Building's
going to be jumping for Ekblad. It's going to go crazy. First Kachuk goal in the building would go crazy.
I think one of the most amazing things about this team is all of the guys who you're counting on, but some of the new guys have come out and balled out.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, they got one guy that scored 2 goals.
Nate Schmidt.
I don't know who that is.
New intangible.
Right? Yeah, if he can
bald and tangible.
If he walked through this hallway right now, I wouldn't know. I'm serious. I'm just saying.
I'm with you. I got you.
And so you not only – there's a lot of teams in just sports in general. They have to rely on their stars, right? When you look at the Panthers, like, Kachuk can go a game without scoring and they still dominate.
Jukebox says, wait, the Panthers game 3 is also at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Yes. Not only that, we have the same day as the Heat and Panthers, but they lined up every game the rest of the way. Should you know the Heat just go the rest of the way? is lined up.
Wait. The rest of the way, you mean till Tuesday?
Well, we don't know that. They can extend the series. They can extend the series.
Wednesday.
No. They can make this thing. Hey. Things are happening for the Heat. It's coming together. The series hasn't started yet.
Here's what I
Why?
Wish.
Because the team hasn't won.
That's right.
I 100% wish that they could have had the whole crew for longer. So you would get a better idea with Jovic, Kalel, you know, even Jaime.
Uh-huh.
Like how all these guys would be able to function together. It's unfortunate now, you know. It's always, guess who's returning? Guess who's doing this? Guess who's doing that? So, like, you're starting to see guys come back, and you're starting to see what it maybe would look like, but not consistently enough because they haven't played enough together.
Smitty, what's going on? Hello, Smitty. How are you?
Tobin, Leroy, how you guys doing out there?
What's happening?
Hey, first of all, you're talking candy. You got to get good and plenty and put it in the mic for about 20 seconds. Try it like that once.
There is no way you're under 50 years old.
No, I'm 62. I'm an old fart.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, you know why? You know why? So's your candy. Good and plenty? Good and plenty. Do you know, Tommy, do you know what good and plenty is?
Have you ever heard of a good and plenty, Tommy?
What?
Have you ever heard of a good and plenty?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No shot.
No shot.
What?
Nope.
Because first of all, isn't it licorice?
He's nine, Smitty.
Yeah, it's licorice. So you make the licorice soft on the inside, and when you, it's a lot easier to chew. But I haven't had it in years. But
the old one, I used to
warm it up like that.
You need to go get some new teeth.
now it's tequila and it's nighttime for me.
So what do you got for us, Smitty?
Listen, first of all, real quick with the Heat, this is one series we could have used Kevin Love, the experience. I really thought we could have, but it is what it is. I wish we can get Paul Meese to come coach the Heat, because I honestly think that this has got to be one of the worst years I've seen Spoelstra coaching all year. He can't get the right lineup. He can't get the adjustments correctly. I've seen it all year, and I can count a good 10 games in my hand real quick that he has cost this team this year by not putting the right lineup or not changing guys or taking too long for a timeout or leaving this guy in when he's hot and then not putting this guy back in. I don't know what you guys think, but I really believe.
My only thing with him last night, Smitty, was the last 3 minutes when Spider was cooking. Yeah, I felt it was almost like he didn't want the good momentum to go away from the Heat because he thought it was going too good, keeping it close. But I think you could have settled everything down. You know, he mentioned about bringing Wiggins back in. Like, I thought Wiggins stunk, but I also think that I think he rode Nico into the ground a little bit too much. First game like that. And he mentioned, and he did say yesterday, he said, Nico played only 24 minutes. He goes, but in 24 minutes in playoff minutes, it might as well feel like 40.
Right.
You know,
especially your first game back.
Yeah, your first game back. And right. And he was playing balls to the wall. And you could just tell, like, he had no juice left at the end of the game. And I know Nico's not making an excuse for it. I'm making it for him because I love him, but I agree with you that at that run, like, maybe there would have been a time where it's just like, hey, you know, you something else to throw at Spider, maybe bring in Wiggins. Can you go slow up Spider a little bit? I don't know. I don't know if anybody could have stopped. I really don't know if Thanos could have stopped Spider.
My go-to guy in those situations would be Davion.
Mm-hmm.
It just go file out. But we need you to stop this guy.
All right, thank you, Schmitty. We'll take a break. It's draft night. Our Tua is next.